when I first come here. The first week was hilarious, really, wasn't it? I used to go down and start my engine by hand with a chap called Eric Reynolds, who was a great fella. A staunch Luton Town supporter and steward as well. But I used to start my engine by hand, the diesel engine, and I used to shunt the other engines to start them, you see, so they'd got it easy. See, I'd done all the starting in the morning with Eric. And then out come the papers, didn't it, Phil?
Yeah.
To pick the horses out. Nothing moved until the horses were picked out.
Yeah, they picked the race horses out before they'd done anything. That was a occurrence every morning.
That's priority, that was. Priority.
We used to have a bloke who worked here, who used to be your bookie runner. He used to come round and collect the bets.
Yeah, Jack Toms.
He worked for the firm. But he still come and collected the bets.
It was all done in good art, proper. Yeah. Like, you know.
He'd take all the bets he got. He used to have a clock on the back. He used to take them to his house as well. So he'd pick them up here, and then he'd go to the house and pick up his bets and his dinner break, and then take them to the betting shop. Then after the racing, he'd pick them up and take them back to the house. People who took the bets to the house, he'd pay out, and these who worked here, he'd get them the next morning. That went on for years.
Yeah, as long as I could remember.
If it was a National or the Lincoln, you'd probably have a half a crown each way or something like that, that'd be it.
Yeah.
Until the next big race. But most of them here, the older generation, had a bet every day.
Yeah.
Even Saturdays. But most people used to work on a Saturday as well. So they used to collect the bets and they'd get the money the next day.